You know, I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw this from Breitbart.com. I thought, no, it just can't be true. It's not possible. They wouldn't do it. But the BBC has actually produced an Obama documentary funded by the European Union. Unbelievable. And even more so is the fact that they've done it just weeks ahead of a pro-EU campaign speech. Who would have thought it? From the British Broadcasting Corporation. The news comes as President Obama plans his April trip to the United Kingdom in order to urge the British public to stay within the European Union, a development in Britain's EU referendum campaign that has angered Eurosceptics and the British public, prompting over 26,000 people to sign a petition asking for Mr. Obama's trip to be stopped. And let's not forget, he's currently in Cuba, possibly one of the most socialistic, communistic regions of the world, and it's right on his doorstep. But they're friends now, so it's okay, and we'll have all that to come if he has his way. But anyway, the article continues. The BBC has previously tried to hide its EU funding. It is bound to political neutrality by its charter, specifically because the organisation is funded by the British public, who are forced to pay for it through a television licence fee. Yes, that's right, forced, under pain of fine or even jail, for not paying for the BBC. But that impartiality will be called into question yet again as Breitbart London reveals that the BBC has produced a documentary series about President Obama with the help of European Union funds. So that's even more of our money that they're taking to make a film about a US president. The credits of the first film, Inside Obama's White House, reveal that the corporation received funding from the European Union's Creative Europe arm, an entity set up to support the cultural, creative, and audiovisual sectors. Creative Europe uses UK and European taxpayer money of 1.46 billion euros over the next 4 years to support European projects, according to its website. Creative Europe even has offices within British government-funded buildings in the United Kingdom, at the British Institutes and the British Council, effectively meaning that UK taxpayers are funding this BBC activity four times over. In 2012, The Telegraph revealed that the BBC received millions of pounds from the European Union and local authorities over the past 4 years, especially that BBC Worldwide borrowed £141 million from the European Investment Bank and took over £3 million in grants. At the time, Conservative Party MP Dominic Raab noted, quote, "Financial dependence of the BBC on the EU casts a shadow over its editorial independence," end quote. And if I can just add in here, no Sherlock. In 2014, The Spectator revealed a Freedom of Information response confirming that, quote, "BBC staff applied for and accepted about £3 million of EU funds between April 2011 and November 2013, most of which had been spent on unspecified research and development projects, with the remaining £1 million spent on programming." Last year, The Telegraph quoted a BBC spokesman who said, quote, "BBC News protects its impartiality by not permitting any external funding, which includes EU grants. Our annual report discloses any income received from grants covering a variety of ideas, of which a very small proportion comes from the EU for non-news research and development projects." But the BBC News channel is not the only one in which the corporation pushes an agenda, with the BBC Two documentary about President Obama as the most recent example of editorially questionable external funded work. The fact that the four-part documentary series is set to air so close to President Obama's visit to the UK to campaign for European Union membership will no doubt raise concerns amongst Eurosceptic campaigners. Episode 1, entitled 100 Days, aired on March 17th, while Episode 2 is set to air on March 30th, with the Obamacare healthcare reforms. Don't Screw It Up, the third episode, is about the wars in the Gulf, with Episode 4 still to be disclosed. Now, let me get this right. Obama is a politician, and he's a president of a completely different country, and we're being asked to pay four times over for the BBC to produce a documentary about him coming to the UK to say how great the European Union is and the fact that we should stay. No, that's not even close to what it says in the BBC's own charter about the fact that it is bound to political neutrality. They are not being politically neutral. They are being pro-EU, they are being pro-Obama, and they are not giving anybody else a word. I mean, are they going to spend our money four times over making a four-part documentary about Nigel Farage? That shows him in a positive light? That shows how great he is? That shows about all the good things that he's said and done? No, I don't think so either.